With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. Once again, always get on my website, shalomklein.com. That's where you can get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Our first guest up on the program today is a friend of mine, Alan Lev of the Belgravia Group. Also on the program today, we have the president of AT&T Illinois joining us in a little while. But first up on the program, Alan Lev, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business.
My pleasure, Shalom. Good to hear from you. It's been a while since we've talked.
Absolutely. So, Alan, tell us a little bit about the Belgravia Group and the work that you're doing in the Chicagoland area.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I'm the president and CEO of Belgravia Group. We're a real estate developer in Chicago. We only do Chicago work. Sometimes build apartment buildings, but our bread and butter is building condominiums and townhomes for sale. We've been very busy since the end of the recession, although I know we're still in the midst of a slow recovery. But we currently have three projects under construction right now in the city, all condominium buildings. The three projects range from $1 million units up until about $3-4 million units. And believe it or not, of those three projects under construction, there's only one unit left. It is a very hot market right now for condominiums in the city.
That's what we've been hearing, and it's amazing to watch the market and watch the growth. Tell us a little bit about some of the other projects that our listeners might be familiar with and have seen throughout their travels in Chicago.
Well, we've been building. My partner started this business with his father, and they actually started building in Chicago in the late 1940s, back in the time where nobody would venture west of Clark Street, if you can imagine that, after World War II. We built such high-profile projects such as 600 North Lakeshore Drive, which is just across the street from Navy Pier and the beach over there. There was a 400-unit project that we completed in about 2010. We built another building at 530 North Lakeshore Drive, which was 200 units a few years before that. We've developed commercial properties such as the Webster Place Shopping Center and the Esquire Theater and a number of other things. I've personally been at it with my partner for 30 years, and we've built close to 3,000 homes in that time period.
That's are all of the projects residential, or do you also get involved in some mixed use as well?
We sometimes do mixed use. It depends on the location. If the location is one that is conducive or dictates retail space, we would have it in there. But many of the projects that we do are not like that. They are really purely residential sites and therefore wouldn't have any commercial use. One of the more higher profile mixed-use projects we did was many years ago where the old Belden Deli and the Jewel were located on Belden and Clark. If you remember back then from that neighborhood, we had the Lincoln Towing Company, which is the where the song by Steve Goodman, the Lincoln Park Pirates, came from. but we tore that shopping center down and built a mixed-use project there of two stories of commercial space and apartments above. And that was back in the 90s.
Once again, we're chatting with Alan Lev, the president and CEO of the Belgravia Group based right here in Chicago. And Alan, you implied it just a few moments ago about the continued recovery that Chicago and the rest of the country is going through. What do you think about the Chicago business market? And I'm really expanding that question beyond real estate, because I know you've been involved in technology and innovation as well. What do you see in Chicago compared to the rest of the country, and how do you rate doing business in Chicago?
Well, that's a long and loaded question. I'm not going to get into the politics of things, but believe it or not, Chicago, from a real estate developer standpoint, is probably a little more reasonable reasonable to work in than some of the other large municipalities around the country. I mean, granted, we have to get aldermanic approval and neighborhood approvals, and permit process takes a long time. But frankly, it's not as bad here as it is in some other parts of the country, such as New York or Miami, San Francisco. So it's doable and reasonable. It's expensive to do business in this city. There's a lot of hidden fees and taxes. The city's got an affordable housing ordinance that they just updated again recently that it is in essence a tax on developers providing housing in the city, and with a laudable goal of providing affordable housing. But the cost of building in the city have gone up substantially in the last few years. Construction costs are way up. Land costs are up. Governmental costs are up, as I talked about the affordable housing ordinance. And it's creating a situation where it's very hard to build housing right now in Chicago at a reasonable price point. And that's why you're seeing a lot of higher-end for-sale product built and not things that are a little bit more affordable right now.
Absolutely. And, Alan, you mentioned a moment ago regarding, you know, fees and things like that in Chicago, and certainly our listeners are familiar, obviously, with the discussion about the state budget. But putting those challenges aside, Chicago has a lot of great things going for our community, including places like 1871, which are really a great hub for new innovation and some startup talent. I'm curious your take on how, again, 1871, some of the other hubs of innovation and incubators, how you feel that contributes to the reputation that Chicago has compared to the rest of the country.
Well, it's lifted Chicago up in the sense that it is becoming a technology hub, certainly not on the scope of a Silicon Valley. But I'll go further than that and say that you see a whole horde of companies that had suburban headquarters or didn't even have headquarters in the area that are now moving down into Chicago. And we have the Google headquarters. We now have McDonald's moving in, Motorola. And these are big companies that don't move out of their other campuses or move down into the city on a whim. They obviously know that the workforce that they want and they have want to live in the city. So while the population of the city may not be increasing greatly, we are seeing an influx of the millennials, moving to the city from all around the country in the Midwest, but also staying in the city. So this is why we're seeing a huge jump in the last few years and for the foreseeable future of apartments being built in the city that we didn't see before the recession. So it's changed the dynamics of housing in Chicago.
And that's for sure. And it's fascinating to watch year by year the changes that are taking place. And Alan, we are quickly running out of time, but as our listeners surely know, we love to, as we talk to entrepreneurs and successful business owners like yourself, we love to get a little bit of tips or advice, information that relevant to entrepreneurs and to small business owners. Alan, is there any information that you think, gosh, I wish I knew that having gotten started in business, I believe you mentioned, upwards of 30 years ago? Are there any of those tips that you can pass along to our friends in the small business community?
Oh, I got a whole long list of them, but I think I think they boil down to one thing or a few things. One is integrity, and always trying to do the right thing in a situation, no matter how difficult it is, and also try to find a mentor. I was lucky enough that my partner is 20 years older than I am, and when I started in the business, I was young and green and didn't know a lot. And I was like a sponge. And I think if you're lucky enough to find or luck into finding somebody who can mentor you and teach you along the way, that is brings with it all the lessons that you need to learn to be an entrepreneur.
That's right. We say that all the time on this program is surround yourself with good people in areas that you might be weak. Whether it's in finance, marketing, management, identify people that can be your mentor and that you could look up to, and hopefully if you are fortunate enough to be able to spend time with them. We appreciate that advice. Alan Lev, the CEO of the Belgravia Group. Alan, if our listeners listeners want to find out more about your project throughout Chicago, where can they find you?
Yeah, the best place to go is our website. It's www.belgraviagroup.com, B-E-L-G-R-A-V-I-A group, all one word, .com. And on there you'll find our latest project, which is very exciting. It's called Rennell on the River. It is a brand-new condominium building that we just kicked off between the Wrigley Building and Trump Tower right on the river in Chicago. So the exciting new building of 3- and 4-bedroom residences that will be coming soon.
Exciting initiatives taking place. Alan Lev of the Belgravia Group, thanks so much for joining us on
Thanks.
Get Down to
be
Business.
Well.
Absolutely. Well, as always, you can get on my website, shalomkline.com, to download podcasts of Get Down to Business. Next up on the program, we have Paul Laschiazza, the president and CEO of AT&T Illinois. He'll be joining us after this quick break. So, Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. Once again, don't touch that dial.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Outbound Kennedy busy at North Avenue and then jammed at Montrose. From downtown to O'Hare, 40 minutes. In the express lanes, 20. Inbound Kennedy, just some light traffic at the O'Hare extension to Canfield. And then tapping the brakes at Lake Street from O'Hare to downtown, 23 minutes. Inbound Edens, no delays. Lake Cook to Montrose, 19. Outbound Edens, slow at Montrose. Montrose to Lake Cook, 27. Inbound Ike, slowing Mannheim through 25th Avenue from Thorndale to the Burn, 30 minutes. Outbound Ike, crawling at Kedzie to Ridgeland. From the Burn out to Thorndale, 38. Inbound Stevenson's delay free from 355 to Lakeshore, 35 minutes. Outbound Stevenson's hanging up through Kedzie from Lakeshore out to 355, 42 minutes. And the inbound Ryan, 95th to downtown, 19. Clouds tonight, low 55. Partly sunny, high 67 tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You wake up in the morning and you want to know what's going on and what happened while you were asleep. You could grab your smartphone and wade through endless cat videos. Or you could listen to that other radio station, you know, that's talking about last night's ball game.
Winning records for starting pitchers matter anymore.
Or you could turn on Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson and get up to speed fast with the latest news, traffic, and weather on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
AM 560.
the answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Sheldon Fine. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and we love to talk to small business owners. We love to talk to entrepreneurs, people making an impact in the community, and arguably one of the businesses making one of the largest impacts here in the Chicagoland, really the Illinois market, is AT&T, and I'm thrilled to have Paul Asciazza, the president of AT&T Illinois, here joining us on Get Down to Business. Paul, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm excited to have the opportunity and talk about what's going on.
Absolutely. So, Paul, speaking of innovation, which is something business owners, big and small, know a thing or two about, AT&T has really been taking the lead on that innovation in an area called smart cities, which I've learned a thing or two about, and frankly, it continues to amaze me. But we're talking about utilities and companies that are being innovative in their approach and really thinking in a way that you wouldn't even imagine is possible in 2016. Paul, tell us a little bit about the innovation and the technology that AT&T Illinois is rolling out.
Well, thanks a lot, Shlomo. And you know, really, it all starts with having a powerful network, which AT&T has. I mean, we invest billions of dollars every year across the globe and over $1 billion a year here in Illinois to have a network that can make connections. And you know, our business is connecting people with their world everywhere they live and work and doing it better than anybody else. And smart cities and smart technologies is all a way to connect infrastructure in a city to the benefit of the city and its citizens. And there's a lot of great things happening in this space, and AT&T is really excited that Chicago is one of our three spotlight cities for AT&T smart city technologies and innovation, and we're really excited to work with Mayor Emanuel and his administration to really bring these innovative technologies to the city of Chicago and its residents.
So let's talk about specific examples that our listeners will actually literally start to be able to see. Obviously, you're mentioning the city of Chicago, but the vision of AT&T is that this can and should and will be rolled out, across the country, which is just fantastic. But let's talk about the specifics. When you talk about smart technology and smart cities and municipalities benefiting from sort of utilities talking to each other and from the additional reporting capabilities, let's talk about the specific examples of how that benefits the end user, the residents and business owners in a specific community.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, AT&T Smart Cities really helps in three different areas. It can make a city environmentally cleaner, safer, and stronger, and it by connecting things like lighting, water, parking, energy grids, and public transportation to the internet, AT&T can save cities money, preserve natural resources, and build better relationships with its citizens. And, you know, these innovative intelligence solutions create much more livable cities today and are a powerful bridge to the future. So as an example on energy conservation, natural resources with modern technologies, you know, cities account for 70% of global energy use and 60 to 80% of global emissions. And with the Internet of Things, these devices that are literally embedded in different things like smart meters, utility companies can give users real-time information on usage and the option to essentially manage their energy usage, prepay their bill, give homeowners usage reports, and give the utilities a sense of, you know, the peak load periods and how best to manage those periods of peak usage. You know, you can even put monitors on city water pipes to detect water leaks. And, you know, water leaks really result in, a single water leak can result in 400,000 gallons of lost water per year. So you can put sensors and acoustic technology on a water pipe to detect pressure changes and temperature changes, helps the city identify where those leaks are occurring and that they are occurring, and fix them quickly and save all that water. So it's a, you know, it's a great environmental tool. I mean, there's ways to put monitors literally on city garbage cans and help the city figure out when to go collect that garbage and you know, refresh that garbage can. I mean, your imagination it only limits the, you know, the things that can be used with these technologies.
That's amazing. And these are not just pie in the sky ideas. These are things that are actually being rolled out. And as you mentioned, Paul, Chicago being one of those pilot cities. Once again, we're chatting with Paul Lasciazza, the president of AT&T Illinois, talking to us about some of the innovation and technology that AT&T is investing around the globe, really, but certainly over $1 billion here in the state of Illinois. And AT&T has always had a major commitment to community. And I've seen that as you've partnered in some of my initiatives in the small business community, and certainly very appreciative of that. But one of the most visible of those commitments and investments in community has been a campaign that, that surely all of our listeners have heard about in the past, and it's called It Can Wait. Paul, tell us a little bit about how that campaign was launched and why it's something that I know you're so passionate about.
Well, It Can Wait is essentially says that distracted driving is never okay. And, you know, it, back in 2009, I believe, our chairman recognized that, you know, we wanted to get the word out about distracted driving and make sure that people use wireless technologies in a responsible way. That's evolved from saying that, you know, texting and driving is very dangerous and, you know, costs people's lives. But now, if you think, this has evolved into people doing selfies in the car, video chatting in the car, doing social media in the car, texting, and all of these behaviors are distracted driving, and we're trying to call attention to how dangerous this is and save lives. So we have a new effort to create awareness, and it's called 16 and 16, It Can Wait, Drive for Pledges, and it's happening in the month of October, and we're working to grow awareness around the problems of distracted driving, and we want people to continue to take a pledge to never do it. So we're trying to reach 16 million pledges in 2016, and that's what 16 and 16 is all about. And the winner can designate a distracted driving prevention charity for $5,000 donation from AT&T, or if they choose, we'll bring our distracted driving simulator tour to the a location of their choice, and they can learn a lot more. Your listeners can learn a lot more about this at itcanwait.com.
Oh, that's powerful, and that's really important what you're doing in helping educate. And we see the campaigns on TV and obviously out and about in the community. And I'll just sort of push this to the next level. In a moment, we'll make sure we'll share that website again. But if there are events and programs and places that you think this message can and should be out there, I know, Paul, you have a fantastic team out and about in the community that surely can get some of those bumper stickers and some of those materials out. And by the way, Paul, my wife would be very, very happy with you, because she launched, she had me take the pledge, of course, joining millions and millions of others as well, but she made me sign another pledge, It Can Wait. She asked me to not email while we're eating dinner, and I did take that pledge as well, so you made her very, very happy.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, a happy wife is a happy life.
That's what they say. That's what they say. Well, Paul, we appreciate your time here on Get Down to Business and educating us on smart cities, the smart technology that that AT&T is investing in municipalities and communities and helping save money, but also saving lives through your commitment to community and the launch of the It Can Wait campaign. One more time, if you don't mind sharing with our listeners how folks can learn more by visiting your website.
They can go to the website that we've put up, itcanwait.com. You can also start with a lot of these things at att.com, see our products and services, and then evolve to the other website, itcanwait.com.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The most important political event of the year comes to Chicago on October 29th. It's Freedom Summit 2016, featuring Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Michelle Malkin, AM 560's Mike Gallagher, Dan Proft, Amy Jacobson, and Joe Walsh. And just added, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad. Tickets start at just $39 and are available at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Chicago Anesthesia and Pain Specialists and by the Illinois Policy Institute.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. At least 2 feet of rain forecast for Haiti with Hurricane Matthew expected to make landfall there tomorrow.
Still a Category 4, potentially dangerous, deadly storm.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
Hurricane warnings in effect for Haiti, Jamaica, as well as eastern Cuba. And then we have hurricane watches for the Bahamas.
After that, the storm's track isn't clear, but people from Florida to Maine urge to follow the forecast. The NTSB interviewing the engineer at the controls when a New Jersey transit train slammed into the Hoboken terminal Thursday.
He said that when he checked the speedometer, he was operating at 10 miles per hour when entering the station track. The engineer says he has no memory of the accident. He remembers waking up on the floor of the cab.
NTSB Vice Chair Bella Dinh-Zarr, Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Dylan. Here's a look at traffic. Outbound Kennedy busy at North Avenue and then jamming at Montrose. Downtown to O'Hare, 40 minutes in the express lanes, 20. Light traffic inbound Kennedy from the O'Hare extension to Canfield, then tapping the brakes at Lake. O'Hare to downtown, 23 minutes. Inbound Ike slow at Manheim through 25th Avenue. Thorndale to the Burn, 30 minutes. Outbound Ike crawling from Kedzie to Ridgeland, from the Burn to Thorndale, 38. No complaints on the inbound Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore, just 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson busy to Kedzie from Lakeshore out to 355, 42. Inbound Ryan crash at 87th on the right, backing up traffic from 95th. 95th to downtown, 19 minutes. Clouds tonight, low 55. Partly sunny, high 67 tomorrow. Currently 62. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
A couple years ago, I had a severe accident which disabled my right hand and caused chronic pain. I did not want to deal with the side effects of pain meds. There is absolutely no reason to suffer. There are ways to find a solution and get off the drugs. I definitely believe Dr. Candido found that for me, and immediately, you know, he sat down with me, really wanted to find the source of the pain and really fix me. And, you know, I've seen many doctors in my lifetime, obviously with this accident, but I have to say Dr. Kenneth Candido, he cares about me. It's changed my life. Absolutely would recommend Dr. Kenneth Candido. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
This is Ken Candido of Chicago Anesthesia Pain Specialists. If you or someone you love or someone you know has chronic pain, contact us. Treating chronic pain issues is what we do. We can make it better. Get an appointment and let's talk. MyPainChicago.com, MyPainChicago.com. All the info is available at MyPainChicago.com. Let's make you pain-free.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Thrilled to be joined by Albert Ferguson of Fitness Matrix. Thank you so much, Albert, for joining us on Get Down to Business.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you and I talk a great deal about the importance of even while being busy and trying to save the business world and contribute to the world's economy, it's also important to stay focused and take care of yourself. And I know you do that for so many people, including some people close to me. Albert, tell us a little bit about Fitness Matrix and your approach and helping people stay fit and be strong.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, the Fitness Matrix started about 4 years ago. Was based on a premise that I thought that fitness should be about service and not about membership. People have a lot of unique demands in their life, unique demands because they have different bodies and they're different places regarding their fitness. So we wanted to make a place where the entire family could have somewhere to work out, which is why some of the things that we offer involve group fitness. Some things are personal training, some duet, where you might be able to train with a loved one. Others are martial arts. Fantastic martial artist Sarah from MMA helps run those programs so that people can get a workout that is both fun and functional, be it boxing, Thai boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, a variety of things where they feel like not only are they getting stronger and fitter and progressing toward their fitness goals, but they're also doing something functional and something that's fun where they feel like they're learning.
Albert, let me talk to you about the elephant in the room, no pun intended. We never want to talk, and we never want to associate an elephant with fitness, but is it possible while maintaining a busy, busy work life of running around, meeting a breakfast meeting, a lunch meeting, a dinner meeting, traveling, spending so much time in the airport, to also look good, feel good, and be healthy?
It's not only possible, it's absolutely critical. I mean, they have a good deal of research that shows that even something as short as a 20 to 30 minute cardiovascular workout in the morning improves brain functioning. And when you imagine that, you know, someone who has sort of a harried life of a business owner has to relate to several different people on several different levels. You know, our tagline is prepare to perform, and it's interesting because that performance takes a lot of different levels. It could be as an athlete, but in the case of a business person, it means I need to be fit. So when I show up in front of a meeting, I'm not overly fatigued because, you know, I can go that extra 20 or 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 90 minutes into a meeting on relatively little sleep and still be able to be nice and clearly focused.
Albert, I've literally heard from business owners that have told me that they dread meetings on the second floor because they're going to show up sweating. And it's beyond feeling good. It's also looking good as well. And certainly studies show that that people develop a first impression of the people that they're meeting with, and looking good is important as well. So Albert, I know you take a pretty well-rounded approach in how you work with your clients in terms of both fitness as well as nutrition, because both I know are very, very important. If there's one bit of advice that you hope our listeners can take away from our conversation today, something that they can implement in their work week as they move into Monday tomorrow, what should they try to do, and what can they easily implement tomorrow?
Okay, well, I would say in regards to working out, you need to find something that you enjoy doing and find something that you can do consistently. Something that you can do in a hotel room when you don't have any equipment, something you can do when you're up early in the morning or working late at night and you don't necessarily have tools handy. Find something like that that you can do 2 to 3 days a week. That's something that people can do immediately. A second thing is when it comes to nutrition in general, the funny thing is this is one of those situations where the vast majority of people know what they shouldn't be doing. And, you know, trying to eat good whole foods, you know, they say anything that you can catch with a hook, kill with a club, pick or plant, those should be the things that you're after as opposed to the donuts and the Pop-Tarts and sort of the quick sugary foods that sometimes, because we're so busy and because of the way they're packaged, are most convenient.
That's for sure. And that's certainly realistic to do even while traveling. And I cannot emphasize or stress the benefits of working with somebody like Albert. It really can make a world of difference when you are a professional or just a busy employee. You know, we all work so hard. Eat right, look good, feel good. It's so important. So Albert, we are running out of time. I hope that that your tips is something that our listeners can implement in their work week over the coming days. But in the meantime, how can people find out more about how to get in touch with the Fitness Matrix?
Great. Well, if they're interested in finding us online, they can find us at thefitnessmatrix.me, as in me. And if they'd like to reach us by phone, they can call at 1-800-465-4919.
We appreciate it. And final nutrition tip, are there any certain foods that to avoid, or certain foods that you love that are great in a diet?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. You know, I would say a lot of the foods to avoid are the heavily processed foods. You know, white flour, white sugar. These primarily are things to avoid. A lot of fried foods, sugary foods like, you know, things like you don't want to drink your calories in coffee or in soft drinks. And when it comes to sort of the powerhouses, you're looking at a lot of your dark, leafy vegetables. I know a lot of people have great vegan diets that you know, are extremely healthy. If you ever go to Whole Foods, you can pick up some great stuff from Soul Vegan. And, you know, pretty much everything they offer packs a great coach.
Albert Ferguson, Fitness Matrix, thank you so much for all those tips, advice, and information. We'll be sure to check back in with you future weeks on Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Dylan. Here's a look at traffic. Heavy on the outbound Kennedy at North to the Edens Junction, then jammed at Montrose. Downtown to O'Hare 35 in the express lanes 19. Tapping the brakes on the inbound Kennedy at the O'Hare extension to Canfield. O'Hare to downtown just 23 minutes. On the inbound, Ike slowing at Mannheim to 25th Avenue. Thorndale to the Burn 30 minutes. Outbound, Ike crawling Kedzie to Ridgeland from the Burn out to Thorndale 38. Delay free inbound Stevenson 355 to Lakeshore 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson's busy to about Kedzie from Lakeshore to 355 42 minutes. And the inbound Ryan 95th to downtown 19 minute trip. Clouds tonight, low 55, partly sunny, high 67 tomorrow, currently 61. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you paying too much in property tax? Digital World believes that we can help your business or commercial property recapture and recover money that is currently available to you. Through a no-cost auditing process, Digital World can recover money you never realized you lost. The Digital World team just recovered $400,000 for a restaurant with two locations. Imagine adding that to your bottom line. Call Mark at Digital World, 312-488-9853. 312-488-9853.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? Question mark. Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
AM 560, The Answer.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And if you're like me, you have been following the presidential campaign, and you watched the debate last week, and it sure was a doozy. Very, very interesting discussion between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I personally believe Hillary Clinton won the debate hands down. I'm not sure anybody passed that memo along to Donald Trump. But something that I found fascinating in the debate is that small business actually made its way into the discussion. About midway through the debate, Hillary Clinton brought up that Donald Trump has actually stiffed small business owners, and several of those small business owners were actually there in the debate audience. And they are saying that indeed Donald Trump has engaged folks on hiring them to replace the blinds, do the painting, do the flooring within the various Trump towers and various buildings that he's been involved in around the country. And nobody can ever discredit his business growth. He's involved in buildings upon building upon building all over the country. But sometimes it's curious, how did he get there? And I know he also mentioned during the debate, he was pretty proud of the fact that he doesn't pay that much taxes. And of course, he won't release his tax return, so nobody really knows exactly the truth of how much he's paying, if anything. But small business made its way into the debate. And my feeling is that small business owners do believe that Hillary Clinton won the debate. Forbes, Fortune magazine did an article this past week quoting from a business owner, Jason Feinberg, and he said that it was crystal clear he was actually a Bernie Sanders supporter. He's not excited about Hillary Clinton, but he plans to vote for her in November nonetheless, because the alternative, Donald Trump, would be unthinkably bad for businesses like his, not to mention the country. And I've been on with Dan and Amy on the morning show here at AM 560 in the past, and they've asked me that question of who do I believe small business owners will support. And I think conventional wisdom, I said this during the primary, during the Republican primary, conventional wisdom is that, of course, it's Donald Trump. He's the only one that really has been a business owner. And since the last campaign where Herman Cain, the pizza guy, really Donald Trump is the respected businessman. But sometimes it's not just about being in business. Sometimes it's also about your track record and your experience in business. I'm actually a big fan of governors, and I think governors have demonstrated the ability to govern and manage a state. And with tens of thousands of employees, I think that's pretty darn impressive. That's why I was pleased to see when Hillary Clinton selected a former governor, Tim Kaine, to be her running mate. And Donald Trump selected Mike Pence, current governor of the state of Indiana, our neighbor here in Illinois, to be his running mate. And I think that's very impressive. Both candidates are trying to woo small business owners, and they certainly did that during the presidential debate, a 90-minute spectacle that attracted an estimated 100 million viewers. Early on, Clinton actually introduced herself as the daughter of a small businessman who supported the family by printing drapery fabrics. And she hammered Trump on his poor record with contractors, as I mentioned, that he's used to build his empire. And Clinton said, "I've met a lot of the people who are stiffed by you and your businesses, Donald. I've met dishwashers, painters, architects, glass installers, marble installers, drapery installers, like my dad," Hillary Clinton said, "who you refused to pay when they finished the work that you asked them to do." And in response, Trump said simply he didn't pay because he was perhaps unhappy with the work. So I wonder how anyone watching the debate could watch this and not feel sort of disgusted by the self-advertised billionaire owning up to stiffing small businesses using the loopholes available to him. I run a business and I don't stiff anyone. And it clearly sounds that Donald Trump is willing to sort of abuse that position of power. And small business owners know that we go after business, bigger business owners that that we believe have the ability to extend contracts and work with us on many levels to grow and expand our customer base. But certainly there's a saying in business that, you know, you're not much of a business unless you're actually getting paid. In this case, it seems that Donald Trump struggles with that. And I spoke to several other small business owners who felt that same way over the past week. And we respect Donald Trump's business experience and his growth of his business empire, certainly something that I can't attest to having done. But business owners, small business owners, certainly are watching his policy initiatives to see what his tax plans are and whether he talks the talk or if he's actually going to walk the walk and if he's actually going to be able to roll out plans that are actually attractive and beneficial to the small business community. And this debate, from the small business perspective, Hillary Clinton won hands down. Once again, we are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You can always get on my website where I post a great amount of information, events, resources, and tips, including from some of our guests here on Get Down to Business that you heard today. And I post that on my website, shalomklein.com. In fact, you can get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com, and they have a fantastic blog that I would encourage all of our listeners to check out with great information being shared about the Affordable Care Act and some of the new overtime laws that the administration has been rolling out. None of us are incredibly knowledgeable on the subject, and it's important to partner with folks at Tandem HR. That's why we call them our Solution Center. Check them out again, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And again, check out my website, shalomklein.com. We still have some more great guest content and information for you after this quick break. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Are you or someone you know facing foreclosure, losing the family home? You'd be not alone.
See, people, we are in the aftermath of what is being revealed to have been the greatest financial crime spree in history, perpetrated by the Wall Street investment banks bungling and packaging mortgages, and continuing this day by the mortgage servicers that service the mortgages. I'm Lou Bridges. I have a law firm I put together. We defend foreclosure actions. We help people do strategic defaults, short sales, and modifications that include restructuring. Call us for a free consultation. We'll tell you what to look for in hiring a foreclosure defense attorney. We'll tell you some of your options. We'll give you a free consultation. But whatever you do, people, never give up the land. Fight for truth and justice. You do that, and I guarantee you'll never be alone.
Call 224-513-1231 or visit FightIllinoisForeclosures.com. That's 224-513-1231 or FightIllinoisForeclosures.com. Get real answers from a real foreclosure defense law firm.
AM 560, The Answer.
We're back on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. What a fantastic lineup of guests we've had this week. I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by my good friend Mark Minkowski. Thank you so much for joining me here to talk to us a little bit about Digital World.
Thank you, Shalom.
So tell us a little bit about the work of Digital World and the people that you're out there trying to meet every day.
Well, what Digital World is, we are genuinely interested in helping businesses and business owners save money in several different areas. So we do everything from credit card processing to loans. We actually do franchising. So we're able to help businesses in every area.
And what small business owner, big or small, actually doesn't want to save a few bucks? So credit card processing is certainly an area that that I think of in terms of retail. But these days, all businesses, if they want to be in business and grow their customer base, are looking at processing payments in different ways. Talk to us a little bit about how you identify cost savings for the business owners they work with.
Well, what we do is we genuinely look at how they're doing the processing, and then we look at if they're better on a bundled rate or a interchange plus rate, and that's just based on what they're doing. What's interesting is that most people right now is that anything over $50, they're tending to put it on credit cards. Anything below $50, they're doing it on their debit. It's just that way. So we identify that, and if they're taking a card from a particular bank or a particular place, we're able to identify that and find the best rate possible on that and basically work with the customer and curtail. We make the shoe fit.
It sounds like a no-brainer that business owners would want to be talking to my good friend Mark of Digital World to save some money. As I said, every business owner certainly wants to save money. What are some of the other areas that you look at in terms of cost savings to help businesses be more profitable?
Well, what we do is we look at, for businesses that have over 100 employees, we actually do some audits and we go get them money that's guaranteed to them. I just did one where we set up a restaurant and we were able to get them about $1,200 per employee times 40 employees. There's other places we're able to get, over $3,000 per employee, depending on
that's real money. It sounds like you take an approach of actually partnering with business owners and actually looking at putting yourself in their shoes and trying to see, if you were in their business, what would you want to do? And nobody wants to leave money on the table. But for businesses big, certainly there's bigger savings to be had. How small of a client can you actually work with?
Well, with that particular audit, we like to have clients that have over 100 employees. That's really what we're looking at. We're trying to do some things to get some smaller ones, but we're looking at, primarily customers that are working with 100 employees or greater.
That's fantastic. And I know we'll be continuing this conversation. This is actually part of, call it education that we hope to offer to our small business owners that are our listeners that get down to business that are always looking for ways to save money and looking for ways to do business in a better way. So, Mark, we'll be having you back on to talk some more about your method, the method to your madness of cost savings. But I want to make sure for our listeners right now that want to get a hold of you, if they want to sort of start that audit process, you called it an audit process, which I think is a very appropriate term. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is via my phone. It's 312-488-9853. And just basically give me a call. And every customer is different, so we try and make the shoe fit. And
once again, Digital World looking to save business customers, big and small, money, which is important. One more time, Mark, for our listeners, that phone number, how can they reach
you? Sure, it's 312-488-9853.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you joining us here in studio. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com. They've got a lot of great information up there on their website. Once again, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. That phone number again is 630-928-0510. Mark, we'll be sure to have you back on again real soon to continue that educational process. Once again, you're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and to success. Let's get down to business. We'll have a successful week out there in your office. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,